Do not exactly know what right I have to be at a layman's institute. When Dr. McCall and I were talking this afternoon, I said, well, most everybody here is a layman, and we got to figuring up, and Dr. Court Flint, Dr. McCall, and myself are the only preachers here, and it looks like we're going to talk all evening. And when we get up before a group of people like this, we want to talk, and I'm surprised at one thing, Dr. McCall, that from a group of men that you have suggested are here, that you haven't taken a collection already. I'm not sure what kind of a Baptist institution this is. But I'm certain that before this conference is over, some collection for some reason ought to be taken. It's very difficult for me to stand here and give any kind of a talk before a collection. But it is a great delight for me to have even a small part in participating in this meeting. And as Dr. McCall has said, there are men of various denominations. I see some Presbyterian and Episcopalians and Methodists here tonight. And I'm certain that you are just as welcome. And since the most of us here tonight are probably Baptist, I better tell a Presbyterian story to make Mr. Horace Hull feel at home. Probably you've all heard the story about the Presbyterian and the Baptist that were arguing on the merits and demerits of baptism. And the Presbyterian said, well, are you baptized if you're up to your ankles in water? And he said, no, you have to go all the way under. Well, are you baptized if you're up to your waist in water? He said, no, you have to go all the way under. Well, are you baptized if you're up to your neck in water? No, you have to go all the way under. Well, what about if you're just up to your forehead in water, are you baptized? The Baptist said, no, you have to go all the way under. He said, that's exactly what I thought. It's the water on top of the head that counts. So even the Baptists and Presbyterians agree that the water on top of the head is very important. But we are delighted to have people here. We have some from California. I see Mr. McGuire here from New England, and he has a good Episcopalian smile on. And there are people here from everywhere, and we want to welcome you. And when this was first brought to my attention, the possibilities of this conference, I was immediately interested, because I'm convinced that if the work of Christ is to be done in America, it must be done by laymen. The early church was carried on quite largely by laymen, and I feel that somehow we have lifted the clergy out of all proportion and have expected the clergy to carry on the work of the ministry of the gospel of Christ. It's a layman's job. And I felt it was a wonderful thing that we could gather together as laymen and discuss our mutual problems and mutual opportunities in witnessing for Christ. And here's what I hope comes out of this conference. I hope that to you it will mean a time of rededication of your life to Jesus Christ. I hope that it's going to be such a challenge that you will go back to your business and back to your work to put Christ first, completely and unreservedly. I believe that we're living in the most desperate hour of history. And tomorrow, if I have an opportunity to speak, I want to say a word about it. I do not believe there's ever been an hour so filled with crisis and yet so filled with opportunity and possibility. And I believe that the spiritual revival we've prayed for in America could begin right here with this group of people. There are more people, there's more power here today than there was on the day of Pentecost. If this power can be released, and this could be the beginning of something that we've longed for and prayed for in America. And I'm sure that I speak for every one of you when I say our word of appreciation to Dr. McCall for making available and issuing the invitation and handling all of this work and being responsible for this great conference. And my wife and I are delighted to be here, and we're looking forward with keen anticipation to sitting among you and fellowshipping with you. And I hope that you get to know each other. And I know there are many men. I saw their eyebrows prick up and their ears prick when they heard that here was a man that could loan money. And there are all types of men like that here in the crowd. And we welcome you.